This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And thus we find that caring for the weak and the unknown ummah, many of us, we're quite familiar, and rightfully we are familiar, that the land of Asham, Syria that we find, Philistine, Burma, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, many of us are familiar that the war-torn zones, the hardships, the difficulties, the calamities that people are facing there. But you know, there are some other people that maybe some of us, we have never heard about them. And we don't know that this wul, this oppression is taking place, and we have no interest, or we're not well versed about it. And thus we find inside the east of China, the Uyghur Muslims that we find, about 10 million population, 2 million of them in detention camps at the moment, which is East Turkestan that we find, 10 million population. The Chinese, the Xinjiang, the new province, they want to wipe out this area. Ethnic cleansing. Nothing like this has ever happened since the Holocaust. They want to wipe these people out, to take the land totally over. This is what these people, they want to do. They have placed 2 million Muslims in detention camps, taking children, place them inside orphanages to brainwash them, to remove Islam from them, dismantle the hijab, dismantle the beard. Hatta ismu Muhammad haram alayhim. The name Muhammad is haram for them to keep. This is what these people, this is the new land. Destruction of wiping out 10 million Muslims. Ha'ulai, as-siniyun, they say that Islam is a sickness, a virus that needs to be wiped out. This is what's going on at the moment as we speak. That some of us are aloof, we don't know that even these people, that they exist. That there's Muslims like this that exist in the world who are being oppressed. And that's what we find, that we should, as we mentioned, one body, one global ummah that we preach about. You know, it's just preaching about it. That's all it is. You know, we are so fractured amongst ourselves. It is so unbelievable at times. We can't discuss with another Muslim. That's how shameful we are. That's the fact of us Muslims. We cannot sit with another Muslim and have the decency and the sabr and the patience to speak to another Muslim. You know, we at the moment are 1.7 billion Muslims on the face of this earth, in a population in 2017 of 7.6 billion people. 1.6 or 7 billion Muslims on the face of this earth. 50 Muslim majority countries. 50 Muslim majority countries that you find, even just to blow, it would have an impact on the world. But what do we find? Oppression takes place day in and day out. We turn a blind eye to it because of world politics, world gain, world benefits. You know, you find that Prophet Islam, he prophesies a hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood. Go and study this hadith in great detail. Tatada'a alaykum al-umam. The nations will gather upon you. Just like you find that people get together to eat from the platter, to eat from the dish. We are the dish at the moment, because why? The dish contains food. We contain richness, wealth, diamonds, gold, jewelry, land, vegetation, oil, produce. Study the historical world, study the world at the moment, the geographical location, why these people engage in our lands. They will come and they'll begin to pounce upon us, that people begin to eat the food. فَقَالَ السَّحَابَ أَنَحْنُ قَلِيمٌ. Is it going to be because we're small in number on that day? There's going to be a minute number of us that are going to be able to overcome us. He said, nay. But indeed, you're going to be many on that day. But you're going to be كَالْغُثَاءِ الْبَحْرِ يُسَيْنِ. You're going to be like the froth of the ocean that has no value. Prophesied by the Prophet عليه الصلاة. Then he went a step further. He said, you're going to be suffering from الْوَهَنْ. قِيلَ وَمَا الْوَهَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, what is this الْوَهَنْ? What is this disease? This infection? This virus we're going to be suffering. قال حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت أو كراهة الموت أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حب الدنيا الخطاب للمسلمين. The address isn't the non-Muslims' love of the world. He's addressing this Muslim nation. That's what he's addressing. You, the Muslims, are going to suffer a love of this world.